I read in your bio that you go duck hunting.
I do. I love to hunt.
Now, does that give you, I guess that gives you a unique perspective on the National Rifle Association position about bills like the Brady Bill and crime bills that would, that they say would actually inconvenience hunters rather than prevent crime.
Well, I don't think that, and most hunters will agree that when you look at that type of legislation, one, it's a constitutional right at this point, and it should be that way. It is our constitutional right to bear arms, and I do believe in that. I also think that there's a lot of truth to be said that, you know, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. But it's very important, and I have certainly seen that, coming from a rural area and being taught a tremendous amount of respect for anything that has the potential to harm. When I was growing up along the Mississippi River, of course, water and rivers are always a very soothing type of natural part of the environment. And yet I was always taught that anything that had the potential for danger, which the, as we call it down there, the mighty Mississippi has, it had to be treated with a great deal of respect. And I think firearms are the same way. So again, education is probably one of the keys for us in learning how to deal with firearms and how to have them handled and certainly to be dealt with. And I also think that with modern technology, when I see myself with an ATM card and I can take my ATM card to a bank in Manhattan and be able to withdraw money from an account in Helena, Arkansas, that modern technology can certainly allow for us the ability to do a background check within a reasonable amount of time. And I think that's probably the question. And I do think that there's a great deal of merit to that. And I think that most hunters and certainly recreational gun owners would agree that a background check, again, within a reasonable amount of time, is certainly acceptable.